Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hello, how are you doing today, Amanda?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. I mean, aside from being Monday, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was.
It's definitely been a Monday.
Yeah, that's for sure. You can say that again. You know, you wake up and hoping it's Friday, but no, we got to start the week all over again. I'll tell you this, though, I definitely have a different spirit on Fridays, that's for sure. Pristine Clean, Amanda, if I may ask, what exactly do you specialize in?
Home cleaning, residential.
Okay, resident, and that's residential only, correct?
Right.
Okay. And are you willing to go outside of New Marker, or you just want to stay within the area?
I do usually a 50-mile radius of my home.
Oh, okay, about a 50-mile radius. Gotcha. Let me plug that in here. Okay.
So it kind of puts me in southern Tennessee a little bit, and as far as Decatur, Hartsville area, so it's a pretty good distance.
Gotcha. Okay. And I guess I'm going to try to keep things pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that. Amanda, I like to be mindful and respectful of people's time.
Correct.
So I do want to ask, are you in a position now where, you know, if we decide to work with you and you obviously decide the same to work with us, are you able to handle more clients? And are you able to handle more business right now?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, how long have you had Pristine Clean for, Amanda?
About 5 years.
Okay, so it's been a while now. And how, in these 5 years, I mean, how have you been attracting customers to the business? I mean, what is your, you know, are you doing word of mouth? Are you doing, like, flyers? What is it?
Done a lot of word of mouth. Mm-hmm. That was always, obviously, my best. But I was using Thumbtack, and as I explained to your coworker, they billed me for somebody else's account. When fix linked two accounts together, it became a big old mess, and I got out of that with them. And when I deactivated, I didn't know that they were going to take all of my credentials and all the stuff that I had earned. I had over 200 and something 5-star reviews.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, so it was like when I went to Angie's, it was starting pretty much back over. Other than I currently have like 20 clients that I'm maintaining now.
Okay. And how is Angie's working out for you?
I just started with them. So, I kind of still iffy. The leads are a little pricey.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, and I don't want to go too much into detail, but, Home Advisor or Angie's List, which is the same company, you know, just to give you a heads up on how they operate, is that what they do is that they buy a space on Google and they put up an ad that says best 10 cleaning companies in New Market, and then people contact them thinking they're contacting a direct business, but it's actually Angie's. And what they do is that they buy the leads from Google, and then they just flip them and resell them to their customers. But what their clients get very upset about is that same lead that they give you, they're going to give, you know, about 6 or 7 others, you know, and then then everyone's competing for that lead. And you ask me, that is not the way to do business, you know, because now you have everyone trying to lowball their price just to get that job, and, you know, that's not pretty good. People got to value their work. So, this is what we're offering to put things in perspective. What we would do, we are a direct channel partner to Google. Amanda, Google is the most visited search engine that there is, right? 98% of the population in the U.S. uses Google for everything. I mean, I'm pretty sure that even yourself, when you're going to, you know, search for something, I'm quite sure that you probably go on Google to do your search. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nowadays when you ask anybody, hey, where can I find a maid, or where can I find a plumber or an electrician, the universal answer you get is just Google it.
Google it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have yet to find someone that says, hey, just Angie it. Right? I mean, it's unfortunately not the way the ball, you know, the cookie crumbles. But anyhow, Amanda, what we would do is put Pristine Clean as one of those top recommended options within the first page of Google. Okay, what does that mean?
Wow.
It means that anytime somebody goes on Google and types in, you know, cleaning services, office clean, Airbnb cleaning. I'm not sure if you're doing Airbnbs, but that's something that's trending right now. We have quite a bit of that available, that opportunity. So, yeah, that's another keyword. So upholstery cleaning, carpet cleaning, whatever it is that you're doing, we would list that as a keyword on Google. And then when a client or anyone goes on Google and types that particular word in, which will be a service that you do, Pristine Clean will pop up next to Merlin's Maid, Sparkle and Shine, Lily Cleaning, Elliot's Service, Two Maids, and the Heavenly Help. Not sure if you heard of any of those guys before, Amanda.
Yeah, I've heard of a couple of them.
Okay. Well, these people, they do the same work that you do, Amanda. You know, they're not doing anything that's, you know, completely amazing or overreaching. And you say, oh my God, these guys do a, you know, spectacular cleaning thing that they are busy. Absolutely not. The simple fact that they come up as first options on Google keeps them busy. Okay.
Correct.
And that's where we would be placing Pristine Clean. Okay. Just to give you an idea, last month, we're talking about March, the entire month, there was 1,234 searches that were performed for cleaning services. And this is only a new market. I mean, we'll definitely be able to give you promotion in a 50-mile radius, but only in new market, there were a little over 1,200 searches done. I mean, obviously, it doesn't mean that you're going to get 1,200 jobs, right? But if you can only capture 5 or, you know, 1 or 2% of all the people that have gone into Google and looked for someone to do some cleaning services, I mean, that's where the ticket's at, okay?
Yeah.
Now, since you've had the service, Amanda, have you... the company, I'm sorry, have you built a website for the business, or you haven't got that far yet?
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. The reason that I'm asking this question is that part of the service that we offer, if we move forward in working with you, we want to place you on the first page of Google, and obviously there, your visibility and attraction is going to be a lot higher than it is now. And we want you to look very good, very nice, and overall professional. Okay? So we would build a website for you, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. It's included within our service. Okay?
Right. So, see, when I was with Thumbtack, it was kind of built in. And like I said, when I saw it, it went away.
Okay, so here's the difference. Thumbtack is not a direct partner to Google. They're a third-party vendor, right? So
correct, I understand.
No, I just want you to know one thing. Let's say if at any point you decide to part ways with us for whatever reason, which I don't think that'll be the case as long as, you know, we're showing you results. But if you did ever want to part ways, you can actually purchase the domain to that website – for $99, and that's a one-time payment. And then that domain to be yours, okay? And then whatever listing that we do on Google, if you ever decide to leave us, we're not, and we're not allowed by Google guidelines to remove that. That's going to stay on Google as well. Okay.
Okay.
So we're not that company that says, hey, either you stay or we take everything away. You know, those companies only do that to have a leg up on you and have something to say, hey, if you leave, we're going to take this away. But sometimes, you know, clients decide to leave because it's like, dude, I continue to pay you and I'm not getting, you know, you're the only one making money.
Right.
You know, and it shouldn't be that way. In order for this to work, both of us have to be successful, right? I mean,
correct.
I mean, how am I going to ask you to stick around for 5-6 months when all you're doing is paying me and I'm not giving you a return on your investment? See what I'm saying? So,
understood.
Yeah. So I just sent over a sample site of what our websites look like for the business. Can you let me know if you got that, please? I came over at. I sent it over to the number, the 8012. I sent it via text message.
Yes, I've received it.
Okay. Once you open that, it's going to say Pro Clean Carpets. I just send you a random one just so you have an idea what I'm referring to. Let me know when you see Pro Clean Carpets.
I opened it.
Okay. Yeah. Right there, Amanda, where it says Pro Clean Carpets, obviously the title would say Pristine Clean. Okay.
Right.
And then right underneath that where it says Expert Services, this is where we would list whatever services that you offer the public. Okay, for example, this person here, they do carpet cleaning, they'll clean your upholstery, grout cleaning, restroom cleaning, kitchen cleaning. So whatever it is that you do, we would list it on the website so customers know what type of cleaning you do. Obviously, in your case, if you're doing office cleaning, house cleaning, we list that on there. If you have any pictures of you doing the cleaning or your before and afters, we list those on the website as well. Okay. And then right underneath that where it says our story, obviously this is what we would talk about, Pristine Clean and the 5 years of your reputation. Obviously we make sure we make that look very nice and professional. Right underneath that where it says contact us, the client can actually book an appointment through the website or call you through the website. Under navigation way at the bottom, this is where we'll list that 50-mile radius, hours of operation, what days and what times you're willing to take calls from the clients. And then at your bottom right portion of this, there's a little icon that has a little phone symbol and a little text message symbol and a little circle. The customers can contact you directly from the website, Amanda. They don't have to look up your number. So the only thing customer will do is hit that little phone icon, and that's going to connect them directly with your cell phone. Okay.
Right.
It's a beauty. You know, it's creating quite a bit of job opportunities for our clients. Now, aside from building you your own website, Amanda, have you done any social media listings? Are you on any type of social media?
No. I was on Nextdoor, but like I said, kind of just when I went with Angie's, I just kind of set with that. I kind of kept it to one mainstream, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, when I'm talking about social media, Nextdoor is not social media. Social media is like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Have you done any of those?
No.
Okay. Well, here's a reason that I'm going over that is that Google works directly with Facebook. Okay. So what we would do, because Google has a partnership with Facebook, we would help you build your own business profile on Facebook for Pristine Clean. And then once we build your business profile, we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay. Do you have your own Facebook page? Like, not the business one, but do you use Facebook by any chance?
I do not.
Okay, no worries. Okay. No.
I'm familiar with it. I just got away from it.
Okay, gotcha. No worries. I got family members that are in the same boat you are, so I understand what you're saying. So the way that this works, just to, you know, make it very brief here for you, is that anytime somebody goes on Google and they're looking for cleaning services, when that same person goes on Facebook, if they didn't click on your ad then, when they're on Facebook and they're just, you know, scrolling through the news or looking at their friends and what their friends are doing, they're going to see ads pop up for Pristine Clean. And that is working amazingly great because it's like, hey, client, remember you were looking for someone to clean your house? Well, here's Pristine Clean to do it. Okay? And all the customer has to do is click on the ad, and then they can call or book you directly from the ad. It's pretty, pretty neat. Right, because it's capturing quite a bit of work for our customers through social media, okay? And that's included in the service, okay? You don't pay additional for that. The other platform that's included, Amanda, is Apple. For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, that's included. And then, of course, the AI, right? Everyone is using. I'm not sure if you're familiar with AI, the ChatGPT and the artificial intelligence. You know, if you don't pick up your phone, they'll pick it up for you. And, you know, I mean, nowadays it's a little scary, but technology is quite advanced. It's like, okay. Sometimes it's crazy because sometimes I've had where like, hey, am I speaking to a person or is this a machine? You know, that's how good it's gotten, you know, but. Anyhow, the artificial intelligence system would also apply, and that's included within the service. Now, let's get into pricing, right? I think that's the important portion of things, okay? You know, people always assume, Amanda, that because this is Google services, and people know what Google does, especially if you're on that first page, right? I mean, everyone wants to get on that first page, unfortunately. There has to be availability to put someone there, and that's what we do have now. You know, those spots don't open up very often, but we do have one available. The pricing to get you up there, to build your own website, to get you on Facebook through social media, and get you on Apple and the AI, it's $299 per month. That's it. You're not paying anything additional. You pay $299 a month. That gets you on the first page. That gets you your own website. Now, there is no contract where we tie you down, okay, to 1 year, 6 months, nothing of that nature. The only thing that we ask is for a 3-month verbal agreement. So you can see the max potential that you'll receive being on that first page of Google. Okay. Now, when you say that you're doing a 50-mile radius outside Newmarket, are you still working alone, Amanda, or do you have help?
I have some help.
Okay. So when you say you have help, are you open to take some commercial businesses as well?
No, I don't want to do any commercial.
No commercial. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I don't want to do any commercial or business.
Okay, let me put that note here.
No, I want to stay strictly residential.
Okay, that's what I seen the note from Tara. It said strictly residential, so I wanted to confirm that was correct. Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm sorry, Amanda, if I sound like a broken record and I'm going to ask you this question again, but the system is prompting me to verify with you. At this moment, you are able to handle more residential work.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Have you built the logo for the company, Amanda, or not yet?
I do. I have some business cards.
Oh, nice. Okay. The only reason I'm asking that question is our IT guys, which is our operations department, they can use that logo and put it on the website as well. So
okay.
I'm glad that you have your own business cards, because that logo is going to look very nice on that website. So that's pretty awesome. Okay, perfect. Let me put a note on here. Now, on that first page of Google, Amanda, it's going to ask and it's going to show clients, and I mean, this is going to be visible to a lot of people, obviously. What days and what time that you wanted to show that you're available and open to take calls from customers?
It would be Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I mean, I can take calls anytime, but I only want to try to stay working Monday through Friday.
Okay. Monday through Friday. And what schedule would you want to work or accept calls?
To access calls from 6 in the morning till 8 p.m.
6 a.m. And I like the fact that you're doing really early, because there is people that like to get this done that early. And I tell you that because I work with lots of people that do different cleaning services in different areas and zip codes. And the earlier they start, they tell me the better it is, because sometimes you get some of the older folks that want things done early in the morning. Okay.
A lot of my clients are very early in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then we're doing a 50-mile radius outside of Mew Marker. Let me put that in here. Okay. Perfect. And then, Amanda, what is your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
Edwards.
Edwards. Okay. And what is a good email address for you?
Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
I'm trying to start dinner.
Oh, okay. No worries. I just probably need you for about 5 minutes, and then I'll get you off the line here.
It is Nikki, N-I-K-K-I.
Okay.
Blue, B-L-U-E.
Okay.
EYEZ.
Okay.
41@gmail.com.
You have a very attractive email address.
Nikki Blue Eyes 41.
Yeah, Nikki Blue Eyes. You're like, wait a minute.
Kind of a little dead giveaway, huh?
41
yeah, Blue yeah. Eyes.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I said, if you want to know about me, I'm Nikki, I have blue eyes, and I'm 41. Okay. What address do you have the business registered to, Amanda? We will never put this on Google, just so you know. It's just in case we ever send any correspondence in the mail.
It's 655.
Okay.
Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. Road.
Road. I have a zip code that comes up for me, 35761.
Correct.
Okay. Right. Now, remember, on Google, we're listing you under the correct keyword. So you're doing residential cleaning. You're also doing, are you doing upholstery cleaning? Like you clean the carpets, the sofas, all that stuff?
No, sir.
No.
Just okay. Residential cleaning. I do deep cleans, move-in cleans, move-out cleans.
Deep cleaning. Okay, 1 second. Deep cleaning, move-in, and move-out, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then, Amanda, I do have to create a password for the account. This is just in case you ever give us a call, you wanted to make a change on Google. We wanted to verify that it's you, because, again, we can only speak with you and you alone. So there's 3 questions. You can choose one of them. Whichever one you choose will be the security password for the account. You have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
Pet's name.
Pet's name. Okay. And what is that?
Karma.
Karma with a K?
Yeah, K-A-R-M-A, Karma.
Okay. I don't know if that's a dog or a cat.
It's a ferocious little 15-pound dog.
When you say ferocious, I have a 14-pound Maltese. She thinks, in her mind, she thinks she's a Rottweiler.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but she's not.
Mine's a Feist.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a rabbit dog?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, they I don't know what's going on in their head, but they think that they're these big dogs, you know. But my dogs all bark. But it's good because at home, she'll start barking when people hit the corner. I mean, we know someone's coming, you know. So that's pretty neat, you know. And then she has such a loud bark that people think it's a big dog, and it's not. It's a little doggy.
Well, I have a German Shepherd, so he makes up for what she don't.
You know what? Yeah. I used to have a German Shepherd maybe 10 years ago. His name was Lau, and he was a big guy. You know, I mean, it's one of the main reasons that law enforcement around the country uses these dogs to do the work, you know, because they're very loyal. You know, they're very loyal.
They're loyal. Sometimes they're, like, stupidly smart, though.
You're absolutely
right.
Mine
is doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mine's still in the puppy stage where he thinks he weighs 10 pounds and, like, chews on everything, and he's almost a year old. I'm like, are you ever going to grow up? But he's just a big old baby.
But you know what? We have to appreciate those times because they go by pretty quick, I'll tell you that. Next thing you know, these guys are big, and they just... You know, they're not doing much, so
life by quick. That's kind of
right.
The reason for me wanting to branch my business out. I have two teenage kids, and, you know, I've made a good name for myself, and, you know, I kind of want them to carry on with it.
That's actually, you know, I kid you not, I love to hear those stories because I've been here for many years, and I see people that start sometimes from nothing, and then they put their companies up on Google, and you check with them 3-4 months later, and they're just doing completely different. And a lot of them tell me the same thing. You know, I have my son, I want to leave my business too, and I want to make sure this grows and just, you know, be successful. And I'm just very straight with people. I say, you know what? I mean, that's what Google does for people, you know, help them get to those positions because people are now going to know who Pristine Clean is, you know, and that's what you want. So.
Correct.
Now, Amanda, do you have access to NikkiBlueEyes41@gmail.com?
I do.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you the confirmation there. Now, tomorrow, let me double check here. Tomorrow you'll get a courtesy call from one of our IT guys. These are the guys that, you know, are going to do the website for you, are going to place you on Google, are going to help you with the Facebook ads. I mean, they're the brainiacs of the company, I like to call them. They're the smart ones. They'll give you a call tomorrow, and they will be able to get things started. What time tomorrow? Let me see here. Let me look at their schedule. Okay, tomorrow I have two openings available. I don't know if they work for you. If not, we can do Wednesday because I have a lot more availability on Wednesday. But tomorrow I have 9 a.m. and 1 p.m.
1 p.m. would be okay.
Okay, perfect. Let me put you in there. Okay, bear with me one quick second. Okay, this is going to be our IT guy, so make sure if you do have any pictures, make sure you have them available because it will ask you for them because they can put those on the site. If you don't have any, don't worry about it. These guys do very well to put pictures on there that look very professional, so don't even worry about that, okay? As long as, you know, you're able to you know, answer the phone and do the work. That's what we're, you know, our concern is.
Correct.
Now, there is two different ways that the company allows us to get the ball rolling, to assign you that position within the first page and get the website going, Amanda. So there's two different ways that you can satisfy the monthly due, the $299. You can use a company card if you have one for a pristine clean, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
It would be my personal debit card that I use through Cash App. But okay. Would there be any way for you to go ahead and take my information and call me back tomorrow so that I can load the money onto the card? I move with cash a lot because most of my customers pay me cash.
Oh, okay. So you don't have that available.
Yeah, no, I have the cash available, just not card on card.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't take the cash from the phone.
Right, understood. That's why I said.
Okay, here, and I'm going to ask you a question. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Amanda. Sometimes you get people on the phone that are straight shooters, and sometimes you get people that just BS. And I can tell by the way we carry this conversation that you're not one of those people that is here to waste our time. And, you know, because you want to go somewhere with pristine clean, you know.
Correct. I was paying it out through Thumbtack, I was paying out almost $1,000 a month, so.
Oh, see, there you go. So, yeah, so that's the difference. I mean, this is going to be directly on Google services, and you're going to see the difference. And I think, like many people tell me, you know, because many people circle around with me, and I mean a lot of people that I work with, and tell me, Mario, I should have done Google a long time ago. I would have saved tons of money, you know. So, and this is the thing I tell my clients. I said, when you are doing searches for a business, for a restaurant, I said, what do you use? And every single person says Google. And I said, well, there's your answer.
Right.
I said, you know what works. Okay. So this is what I can do, Amanda. I definitely believe what you're telling me, you know, that you don't have the money on the card. These positions on the first page of Google are on a first-come, first-served basis. In very rare scenarios, do we escalate this to our upper management where they can put a hold on the account for 24 hours? I'm willing to do that. If you're telling me we're definitely going to do this tomorrow, because, again, I don't want to waste your time, but if it's something that you
I wouldn't have sat on the phone with you for 20-something minutes. if I wasn't in the middle of cooking, I would go put it on there right now. But
I appreciate that.
I can give you my card information.
Okay.
You
know what? Let's do that. Give me the card information, and then let me know when I can just go ahead and process the payment, and then we'll get the ball rolling that way. Would that sound okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
All right, give me 1 second.
Oh, and then you have to let me know exactly what the card says. If it says Amanda Edwards, or what does it say on the card?
It says Amanda Edwards.
Okay, no middle initial?
No, just Amanda Edwards.
Okay, perfect. And do you know if this is a Visa or MasterCard by any chance?
It is Visa.
Visa. Okay, it starts with a number 4, so whenever you're ready.
All right. Where's my... I was trying to pull it up on the phone, but I'll just get it out of my purse that leaves.
No worries.
All right, go ahead.
It is 4031. Mm-hmm. 6316. Okay. 3425. Okay. All
right. Expiration date? 09/30.
September 2030. All right. And then the last three, which would be the CC code.
CVV is 341.
Okay. All right. I have uploaded that into our system. It's all X'd out for your security. It only shows us the last four now. So what I'm going to do now, I will get with one of our directors and just, you know, explain the situation that you definitely want to get the position on that first page. But, you know, you got to do your due diligence as well and put the money on the card. What time tomorrow can I give you a call, or what time tomorrow better can I process the payment where the money be in there?
Around 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay. You're going to get everything in writing. You're going to get the confirmation, and everything's going to come to you in writing. As soon as the payment is processed, I will call you and let you know. And then that way we can also book the appointment with the IT department, because it won't let me book the appointment with the IT guys unless the account is paid for.
Okay. Okay. Understood.
So, I will give you a call tomorrow, 9 a.m., and hopefully by then, you know, you place the money in there, and then we can get you going on Google. And like I said, at the end of the day, you know, one of the things that we understand very clearly here with Google service is that this has to work for both of us, right? I mean, we have to make sure that we're giving you where to pay that monthly due, right? And
wow.
I can tell you this much. You know, everyone that's on that first page, Amanda, you know, they keep busy. I don't know. I don't want to come here and BS you either and tell you that you're going to become a millionaire just because you're on Google. I mean,
I don't want
to do that and be like other companies and say, oh, you know, the moon and the stars, and we're going to do this if you go with us. Now, let's be realistic. I mean, one of the things that we could do is though make sure that we give you those opportunities to keep you busy. You know, and that's
correct.
That's all our clients want. It's like, hey, you know, as long as I'm getting work, I'm going to stick with you guys for a long time. You know,
well,
and
as long as I'm able to, you know, see turnover, and like I said, I was staying out almost $1,000 not guaranteed leads on Thumbtack. But that's where all of my reviews and...
Right. I don't know how you did all of that and not got the results you wanted, but hey... I mean, I did.
I mean, to be honest with you, through Thumbtack, I was getting those results, like,
okay.
To be completely fair.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was times that, you know, I paid 2 or 3 weeks and didn't get a job. And then all of a sudden I land, you know, 2 move-out cleans and it paid for the whole month, you know. So, it had its ups and downs, but... The way they done me and took all of my reviews and
that's
all
horrible.
That over somebody
that's
else,
horrible.
Well, you know, is
yeah.
I worked
that's
hard
horrible.
For my name.
Yep. And, you know, the good thing about working with Google services is that despite of how many calls you get, how many jobs you get, that $300 per month is going to stick. It does not change. You know, so.
Right. Okay.
Anyhow, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have one more question for you. Will my reviews from Angie's that I've already received, will they be able to be posted on there, or
no.
Would that work?
Keep in mind that Google is not associated with any of these third-party vendors.
Okay?
Everyone you're using, they're all third-party vendors. Okay? There's what they're called directories, Amanda. So, all these guys, what they do is that they buy leads from Google themselves, and they're just reselling them to you. So you're going to see the difference right away. Once you put your name up there on Google, the first question you're going to ask yourself is, hey, why do I have to pay you if I'm already up there? You know, if I'm already getting the customers to call me directly, because now you're not going to be the one chasing the clients. The customers are going to be calling you directly.
Right.
You know, and that's the best portion of it, because when somebody calls you, it's someone who's normally already made up their mind that they want to hire you for cleaning services, you know.
Correct.
It's not someone where you got to sit there and, you know, hey, this is Amanda, this is what I do, yada, yada, yada. No, somebody's calling you, hey,
somebody
Amanda.
I got to sell myself to, yeah.
Right. No, it's someone like, hey, you know, it's completely different. It's an inbound thing opposed to an outbound. It's completely more, profitable at yourself. You know, the opportunities are just going to be amazing. And like I said, our goal here is to keep Pristine Clean as a long-term relationship client like we do with all of our tens of thousands of customers that we have. And, again, all of that is going to be based on results. right? So,
correct.
You know, again, Amanda, thank you so much for the opportunity. I will give you a call tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment tomorrow at 9, and then I'll give you a call to let you know that it's confirmed, and then we'll confirm the onboarding call with the with our IT department so we can get you going.
All right. That sounds good. I appreciate it.
No, Amanda, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.